This goes to Jennifer, N like November, A, J, A, W, I, C, Z. N like November, P like practice, care of Saginaw Veterans Administration. Fax 989-497-2500. Is the last four digits. The patient's name is Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, middle name E for Irwin, last name Spohn, S, P like Paul, O, H, N like November. Date of birth 4/28/1959. Dear Miss Nadjowitz, this is a consultation for Mr. Spohn, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. In January of 2023, creatinine is 1.8, estimated GFR is 42. July 19th of 23, creatinine is 1.8, GFR 42. January 24th of 24, creatinine was increased to 2.1 with GFR of 35. And we don't have a rechecked creatinine since that time. He also had a kidney ultrasound done before his appointment, and that was done February 7th of 2024. It did show that the right kidney was larger than the left. They did not measure the kidneys, however, and they didn't check for post-void residual with a post-void bladder scan in this kidney ultrasound. He also had an MRA of the abdomen without contrast, 4/26 of 24, and that revealed multiple renal cysts, no hydronephrosis. The right kidney, the left kidney was significantly smaller than the right. They were able to measure the right at 11 centimeters, and the left kidney was 8.5 centimeters. The right kidney had two renal arteries with some mild stenosis noted and some proximal stenosis, about 50 to 60%. The left kidney appeared to have severe renal artery stenosis, and it's probably at this point too small to perform an intervention that would help its function. So we suspect that the right kidney is the main functional kidney at this point. Currently, his blood pressure is well controlled on his current medications. He's having no significant pain, but he has known severe vascular disease in the coronary arteries, also peripheral artery disease, and he's got abdominal disease also. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no history of CVA or TIA. He does have chronic shortness of breath on exertion. He's oxygen dependent, uses oxygen per nasal cannula 3 liters continuously, sometimes 4 liters while he's sleeping. He does have reflux esophagitis without dysphagia, no nausea or vomiting, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has difficulty emptying his bladder fully, he believes. His urinary stream is weak. He does have some dribbling and occasional incontinence, and nocturia several times a night, 3 to 4. He does have edema of the lower extremities that is currently stable, and he does not walk a very long distance without having to stop and rest due to shortness of breath. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, coronary artery disease, oxygen-dependent COPD, depression, peripheral artery disease, and he's very hard of hearing. Past surgical history, most recently he had aortic valve replacement surgery done. He's had remote history of a benign lesion removed on his left arm. He had coronary artery bypass graft with 2 vessels in 2006. And at least one of those vessels reoccluded, and he's required several cardiac catheterizations since that time with angioplasties and stent placements times 3. Then he had an aneurysm on one of the coronary arteries and required coil wrapping to contain the aneurysmal dilation. Social history, the patient quit smoking in 2022, and he smoked at least 47 years prior to that, at least a pack and a half a day. He denies alcohol or illicit drug use. He is single, lives alone, and he's retired and fully disabled military veteran. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, diabetes, COPD, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to IV contrast dye. Medications, he's on albuterol inhaler, two inhalations four times a day. Coreg, 25 milligram twice a day. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Senecot is one daily if needed for constipation. Jardiance is 12.5 milligram daily. Isosorbide, 120 milligram daily. Synthroid is 75 microgram daily. He takes Ranexa, 500 milligram twice a day. Crestor is 40 milligram daily. Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Fish oil, 1,000 milligram four daily, and vitamin D3, 2,000 milligram once a day. He does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 65 inches, weight 249 pounds, pulse is 58. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 70. Pharynx is clear, throat difficult to visualize, uvula appears midline. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension and no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with distant sounds, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable liver or spleen enlargement. No masses. Extremities, one plus ankle edema bilaterally. He's got one to two plus pedal pulses bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. In labs, most recent lab studies, the creatinines were previously described. January 24th of 24, most recently creatinine is 2.1 with GFR 35. TSH was 7.39, free T4 is 0.99, hemoglobin A1C is 6.5, hemoglobin 11.7 with normal white count and normal platelets, pro-BNP 133, and their range is 0 to 99. He had negative urine analysis, negative for blood, and trace of protein is noted. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio in the urine, 763. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with proteinuria and possible benign prostatic hypertrophy, making renal function decline. We are repeating labs this week, and then at least every 3 months thereafter, we're going to repeat a kidney ultrasound. We need a pre- and post-void bladder scan also. That will be done at Carson City, the Carson City facility, and he's going to have a recheck visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.